أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن تستفتحوا فقد جاءكم الفتح، وإن تنتهوا فهو خير لكم، وإن تعودوا نعد ولن تغني عنكم فئتكم شيئا ولو كثرت، وأن الله مع المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 19 of Surah Al-Anfal. And continuing with a ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's address is not to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor is it to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but this is one ni'mat that is also very unique. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala spoke about Sahaba saying Ameen to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what we will call the submission of Abu Jahl to the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Jahl, when he was leaving with his army from Makkah, he went to Baytullah, several people were with him, and then he held on to the cloth, the ghilaf of the Baytullah, and he beseeched Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he petitioned Allah ta'ala, that, O Allah, grant victory to the most superior of the two groups, the two armies. Grant victory to the most sublime of the two, the more guided and the better of the two. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala listened to his dua, and his dua was about the better, the most sublime, etc. Then we find that before the battle had begun, again he petitioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you know that our deen is old, and the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a new deen. Then grant victory to the more guided. And the Quraysh, the Kuffar said Ameen to this dua of Abu Jahl. So in response to all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, In tastaftihu faqad ja'akum al-fath, that if you sought the decision of victory, فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحُ, then the decision of victory had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wanted the most sublime, the more superior, the more guided, the better one to win. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed you that this is the decision of victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be given to the more guided, the better, the more superior, the more sublime. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَنْتَهُ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, and if you desist, it would be better for you that not to go forth. There is one narration that when Abu Sufyan managed to escape that caravan of his that was coming from Syria, when it managed to escape, first he had asked for backup from Makkah. Then when it escaped, he asked them not to leave Makkah, to remain in Makkah, we are safe, we'll make it safely to Makkah. But Abu Jahl and all the people of the Quraysh that joined him, they were arrogant, they were wanting to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. In their hearts and in their minds, they had known that materially they were stronger, they had the numbers, they had the artillery, the ammunition, the weaponry and all of that. And they thought that victory will be their way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying now that at that time if you had desisted, you would have stopped from coming, then obviously it would have been better for you. وَإِن تَعُودُ نَعُود, and if you return, in other words, at any point after this you have got defeat, then we will also return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Allah's return with the nusrat, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So they came the next year, they came at the time of Uhud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala momentarily showed them defeat. There was some issues on the battlefield. The matter of the battlefield, the arrangements of the battlefield changed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then put the awe in their hearts and they left. They came the year, the 50 of the Hijrah, they came at the time of the battle of the Ahzab or the battle of the trench. They came with all the confederates, all their allies, they had come, but then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them back humiliated without gaining anything, losing their wealth, losing their strength, etc. وَلَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ فِيَتُكُمْ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your groups of people will not be of any avail to you. That it is not the armies that you bring, it is not the artilleries that you bring, it is not all the material equipment that you bring, it will never be of any avail. وَلَوْ كَثُرَتْ. Even if it be in abundance, even you can bring the largest of numbers, but when the nusrat and the help of Allah is with the believers, then obviously there is none that can overpower them. Yes, the believers over the history of Islam suffered certain losses at certain times. Sometimes it was the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it that way. Sometimes it was the disobedience of some. It was sometimes the difficulties that some had in understanding the strategies of the war, etc. So those things happened, but the nusrat of Allah ta'ala by and large was always on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anna allaha ma'al mu'mineen. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the believers. In other words, when that iman is intact, that iman is strong in Allah Rabbul Izzat, that iman does not move away from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will come. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.